KBMW.
Hey, good morning, you. Coming up on 9:35. Got a partly cloudy sky. We're at 67 degrees right now. Well, it is that time. It's the end of another month. How do I know that? Brad Edwards from Wapton Parks and Rec standing in front of me. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Bill. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. I always know it's the end of the month, and it's like, where did this one go?
I know. They fly by.
They go really quick, and it's like, okay. And I'm kind of whispering. It's like, do you know the year's half over?
Right. I know. Days are already getting shorter again.
I know. I don't even want to think about it. Let's talk about things going on in July. You got a few events here. Tell us about it.
I do. Well, first, I want to congratulate you on your art exhibit. That was awesome.
Thank you.
And it was a very nice exhibit and multi-talented.
Appreciate that, Brad. Thank you very much.
So on July 3rd, that'll be Monday, our summer food service program that we offer for any kids under 19 years old. It's a free meal for them.
Okay.
We've been serving it at Stern Arena, down at the park, at Leech Library, and then we cook them and serve them also at the community center. Well, we're low on staff going through the holidays, so we're only going to be serving the meals at the community center on the 3rd and on the 5th.
And then the 4th, there
won't be any meals. So,
okay.
Excuse me. Some of the kids that rely on that just want to get that out there so they know. And Lenore has been doing an awesome job. We have a less than commercial kitchen at the community center, but she's been putting out about 400 meals per day, so it's an awesome program.
What a great program.
Yep. The 3rd through the 7th, we will have no youth recreation programs for that whole entire week. We're just going to take it off. We got a lot of our coaches are gone and stuff like that, so we'll resume the following week with our regular schedules. July 4th, we have the Wapton Breckenridge Legion baseball game at John Randall Field, and then followed by the Independence Day fireworks. Field's in great shape. We hired Carter Hockert to focus on the field this year, and we got the bonus of getting his dad Steve and Grandpa Doug down there to do it also with him, and the field's looking really, really nice.
I love that stadium. Yeah. I mean, just even driving by there, you look and you go, man, that is really, really nice.
It is, yep. So over the years, last few years, we've tried to do it with just our regular staff, but we just get pulled in every direction. This week we had so they're working. Our regular staff has been working on the band shelter, trying to get the landscaping done around that. We got the building done. We just got to get the grass put in.
Looks nice too, by the way.
Yeah, really looks
decent.
We had a great concert down there. Community band was down there, but we had to postpone. Steve Warner was supposed to be this past Wednesday. We postponed him to the end of the season, so we'll have him September 6th down there instead. But just because it's a little bit too wet and it's just kind of muddy down there, so. They got pulled away from that. They had some repairs that they had to do on some restrooms and stuff like that. So it amazes me how some people can just get so angry at restroom fixtures.
Yeah, what is up with that? Is there a syndrome for that? I've often wondered, too. It's like, what's going on?
Occasionally we run into that. But they got it all fixed up, and they're back on task. They're getting the sign put up on the entrance to John Randall Field. So Vatterstad put a pretty nice donation toward the Baseball Association, and they're putting a sign up there. So everybody come out for the 4th of July game and fireworks, and you get to see that. And
be a good time.
Yep, it will be. The 5th, Music in the Park, Tim Mosier will be there. Hopefully, probably the end of next week or early the following week is when we're going to look at trying to get sod in there. So
okay.
It might not be any for there, but by the next Music in the Park, we'll have that. 8th and 9th is the Borderline Chalk Fest downtown. That's a fun event, too. It's amazing how, you know, especially when you look at them in a camera, you know, the 3D ones that they do. It's just phenomenal.
And you don't realize until they get you on camera. It's like you're looking at it. I know Sean said, stand here and stand here, Bill.
Right.
Took a picture, and the picture came back, and it's like, how did you do that? It is amazing stuff.
That's cool. So that'll be a two-day event down at the downtown in Wapaton. And then on the 12th, Music in the Park is Lauren Hudson and friends. He played a few years ago down there, so it'll be fun to have him back in the new band shelter. And then the 19th, we have Music in the Park. Community band is going to be back again. They always put on a good show. 20th to the 23rd, we have the Headwaters Music Festival. So that it's starts on Thursday down at the park. And it'll be Steve Warner will be at Hughes Shelter for the first event. I think that's at 2. Let me look here real quick.
Okay.
That's at 2.
It'll be a good event. I'm looking forward to that. So that's 4 days of, like, nonstop music.
Right.
All over the two towns.
Yep. 2 to 3:30, senior moment with Steve Warner at Hughes Shelter. And then they'll move down to the new band shelter, and it'll just be a jam session from 4 p.m. until dark. So anybody that wants to go down there and play with a group or play alone or whatever, there'll be people down there to listen, and it'll be a fun event. And then on Friday, we'll start down at the park in the afternoon when it's warmer out. We got a little bit of shade down there. So last year was super hot.
Yeah, it was. I remember that.
But 1:30, Crocious and Crew, 3:30, Staph Infection. And then we'll move downtown at 6 p.m., Billy D and the Crystals, and then 9 o'clock is October Road. And then Saturday it moves over to Breckenridge to Wells Park. It'll be there all day from 2 o'clock until midnight. We got Soggy Bottom Science Boys, Diamond Hearts, Whiskey Creek, and Fat Daddies. And then Sunday at Wells Park there'll be Peter Benson Family. So lots of music to come out and see, and all different genres of music. So
I love that weekend. I really do.
That'll be a fun event. Moving on, we have the 25th to the 27th. There's 3 days in there that our summer youth recreation programs will end. So in that time, we'll be switching over to some different things. 26th, Music in the Park, is Crocious and Crew. And then 27th to the 30th, we host the state 11U Cal Ripken Baseball Tournament, and that'll be at Hughes Field.
Okay.
And that'll wrap us up for July.
Nice. A lot of great events coming up, and a lot of people saying a lot of stuff to do in the two towns over the summer.
Now, if we could just get rain during the night and sun during the day, then...
I'm working on that, Brad. Yeah. I'm working on it.
All right. You do a good job on that.
See how much pull I got to you here. Brad, always a pleasure to have you in, and we'll look forward to your report at the end of July.
All right.
Months flying by. Brad Edwardson, Wapton Parks and Rec. It's 941, Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW. Good morning.
We are the NFHS.